I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashpin, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Bridgewater's climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dare.
This is a hiking edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May 13th. We will talk with our guest about her column that she wrote for Wisconsin Trails about six great hikes in Wisconsin in the springtime. And we will welcome the hikes that you would like to share. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I'm certainly glad that you did not tell us to go take a hike during our spring membership drive. Thank you to all who contributed during our spring membership drive, which ended yesterday, last night at 6 p.m. More than 1,600 listeners pledged, including nearly 400 new members to WPR. You donated more than $222,000 to fund the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you depend on. And I love this, 350 trees will be planted throughout Wisconsin state forests. Thanks to you and your contributions. Thank you so very much. Well, let's welcome our guest as we talk about hiking, and you can tell me where to go for a spring hike. Chelsea Lewis is a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. I know hiking is certainly a year-round activity. What makes springtime hikes unique?
Yeah, definitely. Well, springtime, of course, we have our beautiful blooming wildflowers. You know, everything's coming to life, the trees, the flowers, the forests. So that's a really great reason to get out for a hike. I also like spring hiking because before the trees are fully leafed out, you can see some really unique land formations in Wisconsin. So whether that's some of the glacial formations we have in the Cal Moraine area or the Niagara Escarpment up in Door County, but it's a really great time for seeing some of that as well.
Wonderful. Beautiful waterfalls, too?
Yes, absolutely. Because of spring rains and the melt-off of snow from the winter, some of the waterfalls in northern Wisconsin are really rushing this time of year, so it's a great time to check those out. And also, I should mention, of course, spring migration, birds coming through the state right now back from their tropical winter getaways. So that's really great as well.
Yeah, well, all sorts of great reasons. But it's also, it can be kind of messy too, can't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, those spring rains bring mud with them. So if you're heading out, you know, make sure you've got some shoes. You don't mind getting wet and dirty. You know, waterproof hiking boots are great. But if you've got some old tennis shoes, those are terrific as well. And although the bugs usually aren't out this early, the ticks are actually out this time of year right now. So long pants are always a good idea. Although when it's only 50 degrees like it is now, you're probably wearing pants anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I didn't, I'm glad you brought that up, and maybe we can talk a little bit about, I don't know, protecting ourselves from those things a little bit later in more detail. But one of our Facebook listeners said the black flies or something are already out. I'm not sure exactly where he was, where he lives, but usually this is a time of year when it's not so buggy.
Yeah, that surprises me. I imagine that's in northern Wisconsin. Those tend to be more of a problem on some of the lakes up there. I was just up in the Minocqua area this past weekend, and the gnats were kind of bad, but I didn't notice any black flies yet. But, yeah, it does seem a little early for those.
Mm-hmm. But with that aside, hiking is a great way to enjoy nature. In springtime, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's great. You know, after we've had a long, cold winter, a lot of people are kind of stuck inside. It's great to get out and get some fresh air.
Yeah. Well, we have posted your piece on six spring hikes in Wisconsin on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and I promised that we would go through those specific hikes, and I hope listeners will have questions about others or suggestions for others at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. All right, so I'm assuming these are in no specific or particular particular order in terms of being your favorites, Chelsea.
Right, yeah.
The Ice Age Trail, the Cedar Lakes segment. Now, where exactly is that?
So that's in the northern Kettle Moraine. I'm a big fan of the Ice Age Trail. Really, you can't go wrong, whatever segment you choose. And the Cedar Lakes segment is really great in the spring because, like I mentioned, it's a good time to see some of the glacial land formations in the state. And that's a short segment kind of in the Slinger area with a little trail that circles around one of the biggest cames. So it's kind of this small hill that's pops out of an otherwise flat landscape, and you can circle it and do a nice little out and back hike there. And it's very wooded, so this time of year you get the trillium and some violets and jack in the pulpit flowers, and also some ferns start to fill the wooded areas there. So that's a really nice little hike.
Beautiful. I love the trilliums, and they are blooming right now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, they're out in full force.
Yeah. So what does it mean? And this is, I'm a novice here. What does out and back mean? It just means you go, you walk, whatever, 2 miles out and then 2 miles back?
Yes, exactly. So the Ice Age Trail is a one-way trail. It's not a looped trail. So wherever you, unless you kind of stage a car or have a friend with you that can park another car, when you park there on Highway NN, you got to hike out and then trace your steps back to your car.
Yeah. And that Ice Age Trail is really something. I've done a couple of segments here and there. Why do they call it the Ice Age Trail? What is the Ice Age Trail?
So the Ice Age Trail is a national scenic trail, and it's entirely contained within Wisconsin. It's about 1,200 miles. About half of it is completed segments. The rest are roads and other things that link the segments, and it traces the edge of the last glacier that came through Wisconsin. So it starts way up in northwestern Wisconsin at Interstate Park near St. Croix Falls, and then it dips down through the center part of the state through popular areas like Devil's Lake, Madison, and then it scoops back up toward Door County and finishes at Pottawatomie State Park up there.
Isn't that something? And I know people that have done the entire thing. So have you done the entire thing?
No, that's on my list. Yeah. But yeah, they call them thousand milers if they've completed the entire trek. And some people do it in one fell swoop. You know, they hike it, what they do, it's called a through hike, and they sleep along the trail or, you know, stay at bed and breakfast or other hotels close to the trail and then hike it all in one go. And then some people are section hikers, and they might spend a weekend hiking a couple of sections, or, you know, after work or whatever it might be, and over the course of a year or however long it takes them, hike the entire trail.
I'm considering that sometime. I did do a section of all things last week, Chelsea, of the Appalachian Trail in the Smoky Mountains near Smoky Mountain National Park, and it was we only did it, you know, 3 hours worth, but it was really something. And so many people that we ran into that were starting in Georgia and going all the way to Maine, and it was going to take them all summer long and into September.
Mm-hmm. It's about that time of year for through hikers to start. Yeah.
So we have Teresa on Facebook who says that the Ice Age Trail at the Chippewa Moraine Ice Age Center in New Auburn is one of her favorite hikes. So that's over in obviously in the Chippewa Falls area.
Yeah, I've never done that segment, but that's a beautiful area of the state.
Yeah. Another on your list is the second one is the Lost Canyon Trail at Governor Dodge State Park. So that's just down the road from us in Madison. And is that in Iowa County?
Yeah, that's in Dodge
County. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, not too far from you guys. And that's a great little hike. Like I mentioned, it's a good time of year to see waterfalls, and we don't have too many in the southern part of the state. But there's a little one there at Governor Dodge, so you can do just a short little mile hike, or you can do a longer, there's like a 3 mile loop you can loop through to see Stevens Falls there along the Lost Canyon Trail. I love that little waterfall. I've actually been ice climbing on that waterfall in the winter, but in the spring and summer, it's a nice little waterfall.
That's right. We talked to you about that ice climbing. That was amazing. I saw a photo of that waterfall at Governor Dodge State Park. And it is little, but it was pretty impressive. So maybe it was at its peak.
Yeah, it depends on when you go. It can be as small as just a little trickle, or it can be a nice little waterfall there.
Yeah. We are talking with Chelsea Lewis about some great spring hikes in Wisconsin. Do you have one that you like to take? Tell Joy where to go to take a hike at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You can see the 6 spring hikes in Wisconsin that Chelsea Lewis wrote about. This appeared in the Journal Sentinel. And you can tell us what hikes you like to take. We'll also talk about proper hiking equipment and that sort of thing, too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
It's a beautiful morning.
This is a hiking edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. You can tell me where to go for a spring hike, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with our guest about why spring can be a great time to hit the trails in Wisconsin. Beautiful wildflowers that are blooming, like the trilliums. Waterfalls are bursting. Birds are coming back. And bugs usually aren't so bad, but careful of those ticks. We wonder if you have a favorite spring hike somewhere. We've talked about a few already. We talked about Chelsea Lewis wrote a piece for Wisconsin Trails on 6 spring hikes in Wisconsin. We talked about the Ice Age Trail, the Cedar Lakes segment. We also talked about the Lost Canyon Trail at Governor Dodge State Park, and we'll talk about others. And we welcome yours, too, at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So, Chelsea, let's keep on talking on your list. Here's one that I would love. I took a little bit of this at the Ridges Sanctuary. They have quite a few hiking trails up there in Door County, Bailey's Harbor.
Yeah, the Ridges Sanctuary is beautiful. It's actually a national natural landmark, mostly because they have this series of alternating ridges and low areas called swales that were formed when Lake Michigan actually receded. So Lake Michigan used to be further inland than it is now, and as it receded, it kind of formed this unique landscape that's pretty prominent at the ridges. But the ridges also has just tons of wildflowers. I think they have more than 500 species of plants, including 25 orchid species. So it's a really beautiful spot for hiking in the spring.
Oh, and I went there in the summer, and there were a lot of butterflies then too, and that was gorgeous. There were even monarchs, so it was really
cool. Oh yeah, definitely. That's kind of a migrating, like birds. Monarchs actually migrate too, and so Lake Michigan is a corridor for them in the spring and summer.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Kelly Joe on Facebook says Rib Mountain near Wausau has many marked hiking trails, beautiful ferns, forest, and boulders along the way, and there's a great observation tower at the top. I have been on that observation tower, and it is amazing. I love those, where you can go, you know, you can see for miles and miles and miles. Chelsea, have you been to Rib Mountain?
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people who aren't from the Wausau area think of Rib Mountain in winter with Granite Peak there and the skiing. But, yeah, it's a great state park for hiking and terrific views from the top of the mountain there, as much as we have mountains in Wisconsin. But, yeah, that's a really great spot.
Yeah, speaking of mountains in Wisconsin, that's not the highest peak in Wisconsin. I always forget this, and I've never been there, and it's on my list. Is it Timms Hill?
Yes, Timms Hill, that's right. That's the highest point in Wisconsin.
I think they have an observation tower, too. And maybe that's somewhere in northwest Wisconsin more so?
Yeah, it's in northern, kind of northwestern Wisconsin. I think it's in Price County,
okay.
So not too far. far from Rib Mountain, actually, just a little northwest of there.
Make it a hiking trip. Let's take a call from George in Milwaukee, who has a suggestion. Hi, George.
Hi. I suggest for people who haven't done it or for those who have, check out the Milwaukee River Walk, which goes for a couple of miles between Lake Michigan and some of the reaches of the Milwaukee River. Along the way, you pass up some really interesting architecture, remnants of old manufacturing areas and flour mills, lots of new condos and apartments, tall buildings downtown. It's a really nice walk, especially in the spring. There are a couple segments of it that aren't finished yet, but for the most part, you're on a boardwalk that goes right alongside the river.
That's a great idea. Thank you for sharing that, George. So you see some of the you don't have to be in the woods in the Northwoods, Chelsea, to take a hike.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that suggestion. You can go out in your own backyard, right in your city, and take a nice little hike. I love the river walk, really any time of year, but this time of year is nice too.
Yeah, and so you're pretty much in the city, but you're still by the river.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it starts down in the Third Ward area of Milwaukee. So these big old warehouses that have been turned into apartments and condos and restaurants and bars, and you're walking right along the river, and then a lot of times you're passing the patios of these bars and restaurants and different shops, and it goes up through kind of the downtown area and finishes up near the Lower East Side. And like he said, they're hoping to expand it. There's a lot of development going on along the river right now, so they're hoping to add to it and expand it.
Thanks again, George, for that suggestion. And while I'm in the Milwaukee area, while we are in the Milwaukee area, we should go over to Schlitz Audubon Nature Center.
Yes, I love the Schlitz Audubon. Right along Lake Michigan, Lake Rib Mountain, they have a nice observation tower there, so you can hike on. I think they have about 6 miles of looped trails, and then you can hike up the observation tower and see the lake, and that's a really great birding spot. So this time of year, lots of warblers, red-winged blackbirds. You get the blue jays and the chickadees. It's a really fun, great spot, not too far from Milwaukee.
That's another place on the list. A lot of birding there, thus the Audubon part of the Nature Center, huh?
Yep, exactly.
We are talking with Chelsea Lewis, travel writer, editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her piece, Six Spring Hikes in Wisconsin, appeared in Wisconsin Trails. We've posted it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we are talking with her about those specific hikes, and we are welcoming your suggestions for your favorite hikes, spring or otherwise. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Where do you like to hike, and why? Why do you like to hike? Where do you go to find great waterfalls or wildflowers, or to check out bird migration? Have you gone hiking yet this spring? Let us know where you go to hike, and you can tell me where to go to hike. We have Kathleen on Facebook, who has a list of places for us to take a hike in the spring. They include, well, and we can maybe just get a comment from Chelsea on all of these. Indian Lake County Park. Now, that's just north of Madison, I think. Have you heard of that place, Chelsea?
Yeah, that's on my list to visit because that keeps popping up. People keep suggesting that for all different seasons. Not too far from Madison there. I definitely need to get out and check that one out.
There is a nice hike there, at least, and there might be many of them, but you can go to a little steeple on a hill. A little old historic church is there, a real tiny little church. And
nice.
Yeah, so I've been there, and that was nice. Devil's Lake, that's a hiker's heaven, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Devil's Lake, there's a reason it's the state's most popular state park. You've got these towering quartzite cliffs that surround Devil's Lake, and actually spring is a really great time for hiking there because it can become quite busy in the summer, especially on nice summer weekends. Some of those trails up the bluffs can actually get a little bit of a traffic jam. Mm-hmm. So going in the spring might be a nice way to avoid some of those crowds.
Yeah. And thanks to Brianne Shasso, my producer. She mentioned that Indian Lake County Park is in Cross Plains, which is very close to Madison. And we also looked it up that Tim's Hill is in the town of Hill in Price County. So
there you go.
And Kathleen, who is also giving us a long list, she must love to hike. She also says Blue Mound State Park. I've certainly done the observation tower there. I've done biking at Blue Mounds, but I haven't done a lot of hiking. Blue Mounds is a beautiful park, though, isn't it, Chelsea?
Yeah, again, you can get up to the top of the mound there and get some nice views of southern Wisconsin.
Yeah. And Governor Dodge, she suggested, which you did in your piece as well, to see Stevens Falls. And she also mentions Governor Nelson. And they have some nice trails at Governor Nelson, too, where you can see Indian Mounds. I've been on that one anyway.
Yeah, and that one's right on the lake there. And I usually think of that one in the summer, but I'll have to go check it out in the spring.
Yeah, it is on the lake, and you can get a great view of the state capitol across the lake. And then she also said Olbrich Gardens in Madison, which is that's an urban, I guess, an urban botanical garden with lots of various trails, you know, and just like the Milwaukee River Walk, that's where you can see some wildflowers. That's a beautiful place. Any botanical garden, I would imagine. And then the UW Arboretum. So, and yeah, the UW Arboretum. Have you had a chance to experience that, Chelsea?
Oh, yeah, I love the Arboretum. I went to school in Madison, so I spent a lot of time in the Arboretum. I actually like to bike through the Arboretum, but it's terrific for hiking as well.
Yep. I was fortunate to get a little bit of a hike in a week or two ago when the magnolias were in full bloom and in full fragrance. And then I believe the lilacs have already been in full bloom, but they're still going. So, yeah, beautiful.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Jeff tweets, any recommendations for accessible hikes for wheelchair users?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess it depends where he is. In the kind of Milwaukee or suburban area, I really love Lapham Peak, and they have a really nice paved trail there that kind of goes through the woods, so that's really nice and accessible. And that's just one of my favorite parks in general, so that's a great one.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you have a question about hikes in Wisconsin or if you have a recommendation for hikes in or around Wisconsin, this is Tell Joy Where to Go for a Spring Hike. Talking with Chelsea Lewis, who's a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She wrote a piece on 6 spring hikes in Wisconsin. We've talked about most of them, but still a couple to go here. Oh, here, Eagle Trail, Peninsula State Park. Again, Door County, and one of my favorite parks in the whole wide world.
I love Peninsula. There's so much to do there. And in the spring, like I said, it's a really good time to see some of the land formations. And so at Peninsula, along the Eagle Trail, you can see up close some of the big blocky sections of the Niagara Escarpment, which runs from its namesake, Niagara Falls, all the way through Wisconsin. So, and then, of course, there's the Observation Tower, which I think it might still be closed. I know they had some issues, some safety issues with it, so that actually might still be closed. But even so, there are some views from the bluffs there that are really great.
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, they did shut it down. It was shut down even all of last summer, if I'm not mistaken. And there was the belief that maybe they weren't going to be able to fix it, some structural issues. And people were really sad that this historic, it's been up there forever. This tower might have to come down and may not have been replaced. But I think they announced late last summer that they were going to replace or repair it as best they could. We'll look that up to see. So that's the Eagle Trail at Peninsula State Park, and boy, is that scenery beautiful. And then another one on your list, the Ice Age Trail, the Eagle segment. Now, where's the Eagle segment of the Ice Age Trail?
So that segment is in the southern part of the Kettle Moraine State Forest, And that one's really great because it passes through the Scuppernong River habitat area, which is actually considered the largest wet prairie east of the Mississippi. So this big, wide-open prairie and kind of oak savanna that actually used to be a pretty prominent landscape in southern Wisconsin before European settlement. Now they're starting to restore some of it in that area of the state. So that's a really great segment that kind of goes through some open prairie there. You might see some sandhill cranes, but then you also go into the woods a little bit, and there's a little spur to this area called Brady's Rocks, where there was this, where a family settled in kind of the mid-19th century and quarried the rocks there. So there's some big moss-covered boulders, and then you get all the spring wildflowers we've talked about. So, yeah, I love that one. That's a great segment.
Brianne looked it up, and the Eagle Tower at Peninsula State Park near Fish Creek will disappear this year, only to reappear in 2017. State Senator Frank Lessay provided an update on the effort to save the 75-foot observation tower. He says the tower has been saved, but now comes the difficult task of funding its replacement. But again, the news is that they are going to try to fund its replacement. So let's go to Pete in Eau Claire next. Hi, Pete.
Hi there. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm actually driving a big truck in southwest Wisconsin, so I'm up and down the hills on the cell phone. But the Chippewa River bike trail from Eau Claire, it starts in downtown Eau Claire and runs to Durand, Wisconsin. And there's also a segment that goes up the Red Cedar River to Menominee. It's crisscrossed by many roads, so a person doesn't have to walk the whole route. And also, I'm quite sure that the whole trail in Eau Claire is hard paved with hot mix blacktop, so that would be wheelchair accessible.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much for that suggestion, Pete, and drive safely. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I guess a lot of bike paths that are paved certainly can be great hikes, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, in Madison, you have so many options all throughout the city of paved trails, the Capital City Trail, the John Nolan Path. A lot of great options when it comes to bike trails.
Yeah, let's... I've got more suggestions on Facebook. We have, Jane on Facebook says, Logan Creek Preserve, owned by the Ridges. Spring ephemerals are amazing right now. So she must be talking about the Ridges in Door County and spring flowers, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think that is a property that they just acquired a couple of years ago, maybe even last year. Like we were talking about before with the ridges, just great wildflower diversity and good hiking options there.
So where do you go to hike to see some wildflowers, spring wildflowers, or to check out waterfalls, or to go birding? Do you have some favorite hikes in Wisconsin? Where do you go to hike? This is a hiking edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, talking with Chelsea Lewis, who's a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking with her about her piece, Six Spring Hikes in Wisconsin. And we will we'll talk to her more about other hikes, and we'll welcome your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will be also airing a piece for Wisconsin Life coming up a little bit later in this hour, as we do every Friday morning, and it's a special Wisconsin Life on graduation. Graduation weekend is this weekend, at least at UW-Madison, and we'll hear that Graduation Day Wisconsin Life piece coming up at the end of this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll become. Tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Well, we We are talking about tiptoeing through the tulips and other spring flowers and welcoming your suggestions for spring hikes to take in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Chelsea Lewis, who's a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking with her about her piece, Six Spring Hikes in Wisconsin, that appeared in Wisconsin Trails. We've posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have talked about most of those six hikes, but we have others that we can talk about, and we are welcoming your suggestions. And we do have a number of callers, so let's go to Steve in Green Bay. Hi, Steve.
Well, hello. Good morning.
What do you recommend?
Well, I'm in Green Bay, and tomorrow is going to be, we have two hikes out at Baird Creek. 8 o'clock, we're going to celebrate International Migratory Bird Day, and we have two bird experts leading us on a hike at 8 a.m. at Krista McAuliffe Park, which is on part of the parkway. And also at 1, there's going to be a wildflower hike led by two board members for the Bear Creek Preservation Foundation, leading a wildflower hike, also starting at Krista McAuliffe Park. And there's some beautiful wildflowers, like marsh marigolds and the skunk cabbage and the trilliums and everything. It's just beautiful out there.
Oh, I love this, Steve. Thank you for sharing that. I would definitely be there if I wasn't going to be in Camp Randall at the UW-Madison commencement. My almost nephew is graduating, but that's great. So Baird Creek in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one specifically for migratory birds and one for wildflowers, Chelsea. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's so great. And I love guided hikes because if you don't know as much about the wildlife, you know, you go out there with someone who does know and they can educate you a little bit. That's great.
So I'm imagining that other places do this on a fairly regular basis. How might you recommend we find a guided hike?
Yeah, the DNR actually has an online calendar with all of their events that they have going on. So most state parks that have nature centers will have guided hikes or different events on the weekends. So you could start there for the state properties. But then, you know, wherever you're interested in going, if it's a small private natural area or nature center, I would just recommend checking out their website. Most do keep calendars of events they have going on, and this is a popular time of year with the migrating birds for there to be guided hikes and wildflower hikes.
Yeah, I know the UW-Madison Arboretum does, I hope I'm going to say this correctly, frequently has guided hikes, especially Sundays at 1 o'clock, because I've been on a couple of them, but I don't know if it's every Sunday. Let's go to John in Appleton next. Hi, John.
Hi. I would recommend, certainly the Nicolet National Forest has a lot of trails, but specifically in the Wabino area and around the Bear Lake campground, there's Michigan Rapids, which is a relatively short trail along the Peshtigo. And, of course, this time of year, the trilliums are absolutely gorgeous. Another recently improved trail in that area along the Rat River through Blackwell and Leona. And, of course, at the campground itself, there are a number of small trails, some even, hard-packed gravel that would be technically wheelchair accessible as well.
Thank you very much, John. That Nicolet National Forest, spent some time there, too. That's way, I think they've combined it now, Shawamigan and Nicolet, together for the Northwoods. Have you done any hiking in that area, Chelsea?
Yeah, those are some great suggestions. I haven't done any of those that he mentioned. I've done some more in the Shawamigan section, kind of in northwestern Wisconsin. I really love the North Country Trail that runs through there. And it runs through a couple of wilderness areas, which are totally one of the most remote areas you can get to in Wisconsin. You know, there's no human development, no motorized vehicles or anything are allowed. So the Porcupine Lake Wilderness is a really great one that I've actually camped in before, too. And in the area he was mentioning, as you get into Marinette County there, that's kind of like I think they dub themselves the waterfall capital of Wisconsin. So that's a really great spot, yeah, for seeing some waterfalls in the spring.
Well, speaking of other waterfalls, I know they didn't make your list, but you are a huge fan of Copper Falls State Park and Pattison State Park, which have some great waterfalls, too. That's in northwestern Wisconsin.
Yeah, Pattison has Big Manitou Falls, which is Wisconsin's largest or highest waterfall, I should say. I think they say it's the fourth highest east of the Rockies, so it's really, really cool. One of those spots you go to and say, this is in Wisconsin? I can't believe that.
And, yeah, Copper Falls State Park has some pretty falls, too. And a really nice hike for that I remember going on a while back. Let's go to Jerry in Darlington now. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning.
Morning.
My suggestion would be Tower Hill State Park or Shot Tower Park down by Spring Green, close to Frank Lloyd Wright's buildings.
Yes.
And I'll hang up and let you talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Are you familiar with that park, Chelsea?
Yeah, that's a great little state park that totally gets overlooked. I think a lot of people go to Spring Green for Taliesin to see Taliesin, or maybe the American Players Theater there. But it's totally worth a little trip to Tower Hill. There's this old shot tower there. So back in the day, they used to drop lead from the top of the bluff. It would go down this this shaft from the tower and land in a pool of water that would cool it into bullets or whatever else they were making. So that's a really cool little historical spot and great little hiking there.
Yeah, and Amy on Facebook suggests Big Falls in Waupaca County. She writes, Big Falls is a series of rapids over bluffs and rocks which roars in the spring. Powers Bluff is a quartzite remnant with a state natural scientific area that is one of the best areas for wildflower viewing in early May. I didn't know that. Thank you very much, Amy. So what tips do you have for people who might want to head out for a spring hike this weekend or anytime soon, Chelsea?
So like we talked about earlier, I would definitely recommend some shoes you don't mind getting dirty. It's going to probably be muddy out there. Also, long pants. The bugs aren't too bad this time of year usually, but the DNR has said that the ticks are out already, so you want to be careful with that. Of course, always bring some water and a map or a cell phone, some way to get in touch in case something goes wrong or you get lost, and just try and enjoy it.
So is there a hike that you are hoping to do or are doing sometime soon?
Oh, there's always hikes on my list that I hope to do. I really want to get in some more of the Ice Age Trail this year. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to 1,000-miler status, but with it being the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, you know, as the Ice Age Trail is a national scenic trail. So I'm really hoping to get in some more time on that this year.
Hope to see you on the trails. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Chelsea Lewis, travel writer, editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Graduation is a big event in the life of students and their families. It's also a big event for the people who work the ceremonies. Ken Szymanski recalls his time as a photographer's assistant for graduation at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
Like an old photograph, the events took time to develop. I was an undergraduate working as an usher at yet another 1990s UW-Eau Claire commencement ceremony. The jobs were standard. Don't let anyone use this door, keep this aisle clear, don't let people congregate here, etc. But before the ceremony started, they called an audible. The photographer's assistant was sick. They asked me to take his place. The photographer explained that he would take a picture of every student with brand new diploma, shaking hands with the chancellor on his or her way across the stage. He needed to ensure that the correct picture proof was mailed to the correct student. Enter the photographer's assistant. Step 1. Sit by the stage discreetly. Step 2. As each graduate is called up, whisper the person's name into a handheld tape recorder along with a quick physical description. While condensing hundreds of individuals' physical descriptions in relentless 5-second increments was challenging enough, UW-Eau Claire's lack of diversity at the time made this even more difficult. Add the matching caps and gowns factor, and the photographer's assistant job became the toughest in the gym. My descriptions went like this. Robin Anderson, dark hair, glasses, somewhat short. John Craker, male, shaggy bangs, white collar. Jane Johnson, black hair, gaudy necklace. Trying to make each of these distinct after a few hundred became a challenge, as did avoiding negative descriptions such as goofy-looking. Mark Smith, brown hair, medium height, average. Richard Stein, standard, average male, medium brown hair. Jennifer Sturtz, female, I don't know, pass. While to me they all started to blur together, the chancellor's job was to make each one feel as if the whole ceremony has led up to the handshake. And the crowd, though they were asked to hold their applause until the end, started chipping away at the rule. After the first few dozen graduates crossed the stage in silence, someone cracked the Midwestern decorum. Way to go, Britzo! The crowd laughed. College security did nothing, which opened the door to other revelers. A dozen students later, you made it, Josie! Parents, grandparents, siblings waited not just hours, but years, decades for this moment. They were bursting to acknowledge it. This is not just any graduate, parents thought. This is our son, our daughter, our story. Eventually, graduates find jobs, get married, and have babies. Babies that, in the hospital, all kind of look the same. These babies need ID tags on their wrists and ankles to avoid mix-ups. That isn't just any baby, each of those parents will think. She's going somewhere. This one is special. Someday these kids, too, will each walk across the stage, shake hands with authority, and exit down the stairs into the past. But not before we take a picture. Rest assured, we'll take lots and lots of pictures.
Ken Szymanski is a writer and teacher in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. Thanks to Brianne Shasso, to Niaja Ellison, to Bill Martins, to Marika Suval, and to Chris Molina, who produce programs for The Joy Cardine Show. And thank you, too, for all of your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our just-concluded spring membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.